What if the deepest desire of your heart, to be cherished, adored, and placed on a pedestal by your husband, wasn't just a romantic fantasy, but an achievable reality? This is the promise at the heart of Fascinating Womanhood, a book that has transformed millions of marriages across decades and cultures. At its core lies the concept of celestial love, a profound tenderness that elevates marriage beyond mundane duty to something truly transcendent. History brims with examples of such devotion. Consider Shah Jahan and Mumtaz Mahal, whose love story inspired the Taj Mahal. As emperor of the mighty Mughal Empire, Shah Jahan commanded vast wealth and power, yet his heart belonged completely to Mumtaz, his trusted confidant who traveled with him during military campaigns and advised on matters of state. When she died giving birth to their 14th child, his grief was so profound that he commissioned 20,000 artisans to labor for 17 years, creating an architectural masterpiece in her honor. The inscription, "If there is heaven on earth, it is this," speaks not just of the building's beauty, but of the celestial nature of their love. Why does this matter? Because such profound love benefits both partners immeasurably. A man who loves deeply discovers his highest purpose through protecting and cherishing his beloved, while a woman blossoms under such devoted attention, becoming her most radiant self. Why do perfect women sometimes remain unloved while others captivate men inexplicably? The answer lies in combining angelic and human qualities. The angelic encompasses spiritual attributes, good character, understanding of men, domestic skills, and inner happiness, inspiring worship and peace. The human includes feminine appearance, manner, and childlikeness that awaken protective instincts. Neither quality alone fulfills a man completely. Dickens illustrated this through Agnes and Dora in David Copperfield. Agnes embodied the angelic with her tranquil spirit, while Dora represented the human with her enchanting dependency. With Agnes, David found peace but missed fascination. With Dora, captivation, but sensed something wanting. Victor Hugo's Déruchette exemplifies perfect balance. Despite unconventional features, her fresh appearance, gentleness, and radiant happiness made her captivating. Her smile combines sweetness with bewitching languor and mischief. Most liberating, conventional beauty matters far less than this magical combination of qualities that truly fascinates and inspires a man's love. Trying to change a husband is like fighting a river's natural flow, exhausting and counterproductive. Fascination begins by recognizing men's fundamental differences from women in nature and needs. The first principle is accepting him as he is. See your man as having both bright virtues and dull faults, focusing on the former while acknowledging the latter. Men need their wives to provide a haven where they feel secure being themselves. Sensing disapproval threatens this security. Leo and Sofia Tolstoy's marriage demonstrates this principle. Their once passionate union dissolved when Sofia couldn't accept his simpler lifestyle. After 48 years, Leo couldn't bear her presence, even on his deathbed. Pressing for change often backfires. One husband escaped through a bathroom window to avoid religious pressure. Another secretly ate junk food despite his wife's health demands. The paradox. Though you must accept your husband may never change, he's more likely to improve when not pressured. When we stop trying to redirect the river, it sometimes naturally flows where we hoped all along. In an ordinary neighborhood lived a woman whose husband adored her despite her conventional looks. Their marriage's secret? When he brought home his paycheck, she would pause everything to thank him sincerely, gathering their children to explain how their father's work provided for their home, education, and needs. This ritual of appreciation made her extraordinary in his eyes, creating a cycle of respect and love that strengthened their marriage beyond physical attraction. True appreciation means valuing him through three perspectives: being strategically blind to minor faults while acknowledging growth areas, seeing him objectively as others do, and recognizing his unique qualities others might miss. Appreciate his character traits, intellectual capabilities, and actions, from daily gestures to professional contributions. His work deserves particular recognition, as it's often taken for granted despite being essential. When appreciation seems difficult, maintain faith in his better nature. Understanding context matters more than negative assumptions. Just as plants seek sunlight, a man craves admiration for his masculine qualities. While women thrive on being loved, men flourish when admired for their strength, skills, achievements, and dreams. This admiration is essential to his sense of manhood and happiness. When listening to him, focus on the man himself, his passion, mastery of details, and knowledge. Even with unfamiliar topics, look for traits to admire rather than forming opposing views that might lead to arguments. In War and Peace, Natasha exemplifies the perfect listener. When Pierre shared war experiences, she absorbed his unspoken thoughts directly into her heart, creating that rare happiness men feel when truly heard. When expressing admiration, be sincere and specific rather than general, mentioning particular qualities that showcase his admirable traits. Like water to a thirsty plant, genuine admiration uniquely nourishes a man's spirit. Imagine a dance with complementary moves. This is the essence of masculine and feminine energy in relationships. Femininity creates a beautiful contrast to masculinity, making men feel more masculine, one of their most enjoyable sensations. To create a feminine appearance, accentuate differences between yourself and men. Choose soft fabrics over tweeds, feminine colors rather than drab browns, and add feminine accessories. The feminine manner encompasses light, graceful movements rather than heavy, abrupt ones. Feminine nature is characterized by softness, trustfulness, adaptability, and tender emotions. Around gentle women, men experience a sublime expansion of power to protect these seemingly delicate creatures. Childlikeness adds another dimension, not immaturity, but expressing emotions freely and maintaining wonder at life's simple pleasures. Changefulness makes a woman more interesting and mysterious. This emotional fluidity, shifting quickly from tears to smiles when comforted, keeps relationships vibrant. But isn't this all just manipulation? The difference lies in intention. These principles aren't about tricking men, but understanding them deeply and creating harmony. Fascinating womanhood isn't about a 50-50 marriage, but giving generously. The reward? Being not just loved, but cherished. Though surrendering decision-making control may seem frightening, you're actually giving up headaches, frustration, and disappointment. When you become truly fascinating, he will strive to make you happy, giving you more freedom than before. One woman whose husband had repeatedly filed for divorce discovered these principles through a friend. After he confessed a long-term affair, she returned to taming the terrible tiger with kindness. Their marriage transformed, they were baptized together, and he built a successful business. Another woman realized her domineering ways had forced her husband to fight for his masculinity. Following these principles completely transformed their 30-year relationship. Perhaps the greatest strength lies in understanding others deeply, creating relationships where both partners feel more fully themselves.